Timo!
Pumash had been walking the halls of the palace, hungover and hungry, but he couldn't find his manservant anywhere. He had searched the kitchens, stopping for a quick nip to ease his aching head, and the galleries where Dimu sometimes lingered. Pumash needed a drink, but he could hardly hear himself shout over the near-constant roar of the lightning storm outside.
Dimu? As quiet as a tomb.
Pumash passed by a corridor he had never noticed before. Curious, he explored and discovered it ended in a fortified doorway. But the door had been torn off its recessed hinges. The skeletal remains of soldiers lay inside the threshold. Pumash paused at the threshold, not sure he wanted to enter. The place reeked of death, and why would Dimu come here anyway? He was about to continue his search elsewhere when a faint cry reached his ears. It was Dimu's voice. Lifting the hem of his robe, he stepped over the scorched corpses. Pumash took the stairs to the next level. The upper floor was one massive chamber, floored in fine marble with dozens of cushioned divans and seats all around. Lush curtains draped the walls in warm colors. Dimu sat in the center of the floor, ruining the marble with his blood as an undead crouched over him, tearing at the flesh of the older man's shoulder.
Away! Get away from him, you filthy beast!
Overcome with revulsion, Pumash kicked the undead as he would have a stray dog on the street. The creature fell back, its bloody teeth exposed in a feral growl. Pumash was undeterred. Dimu was his last fellow living soul, and he would not lose him. The undead looked as if it might pounce, but Pumash held firm, standing over his servant and daring the creature to attack him. The gasp from behind them caused Pumash to glance away from the undead back to the stairs where two women stood. One was more mature than the other, a warrior by her mien and accoutrements. The younger one was quite fetching and had a noble appearance. While the younger woman remained by the stairs, the warrior strode forward. Pumash only noticed as she got within a few paces that she held a sword. Which one of them was it meant for? The undead threw itself at the warrior woman in a flurry of grasping talons and gore-stained teeth. She met it with the point of her sword. The blade bit deep into the creature's stomach, spilling black blood on the floor. Elia twisted her hips and, using the embedded sword, levered the creature to the floor on its back. With a boot on its chest, she yanked her sword free. A decisive downward stroke half-severed its neck, and a second chop ended it for good.